This is VOA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. A year after his death from COVID-19, residents in the Chinese city of Wuhan say they remain grateful to the whistleblower doctor who first sounded the alarm about the coronavirus outbreak before it received official recognition. Li Wenliang, and he's an ophthalmologist at a hospital in the city, became one of the most visible figures in the early days of the outbreak in Wuhan, where he tried to sound the alarm about its appearance, but was reprimanded by police for spreading rumors. Sinovac Biotech said on Saturday that its COVID-19 vaccine has been approved for use by the general public by China's medical products regulator. It marks the second vaccine approved for public use in China after one developed by a Beijing institute affiliated with state-owned China National Pharmaceutical Group, or Sinopharm, was approved in December. South Korea on Saturday eased curfews on more than 500,000 restaurants and other businesses outside the capital, Seoul, letting them stay open an hour later amid a backlash over tight curbs to contain COVID-19. After using aggressive testing and tracing to blunt several earlier waves of the coronavirus without drastic lockdowns, the authorities have imposed increasingly rigid social distancing rules as they fight the latest wave of the epidemic. Bulgaria will cull more than 160,000 ducks after an outbreak of bird flu on two duck farms, veterinary officials said on Saturday. The outbreak occurred at two farms owned by the same person, with more than 99,000 hens laying eggs there.